With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to the New York Post, New York Attorney General Letitia James has been hit with a federal criminal referral for alleged mortgage fraud by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. In securing a loan for a home in Norfolk, Virginia, James is accused of claiming through her representative that the property would be her principal residence. Primary residences get better rates. But the law states that the New York Attorney General, James, is required by law to have her primary residence in the state of New York. James is also accused of misrepresenting a 5-unit property in Brooklyn as a 4-unit property to receive better interest rates. The referral also includes a claim that James filed papers that listed herself and her father as a married couple. Harvard's challenge to the Trump administration over funding cuts could test limits of government power.
President Trump's administration says it will freeze $2.2 billion in federal research grants for Harvard, which is pushing back on his demands for changes to campus policy. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Harvard has not taken the president or the administration's demands seriously.
Harvard Law Professor Nicholas Bowie says what the Trump administration is doing is lawless.
To comply with the Trump administration's latest demands, I think, would spell the end to a free higher education system in the United States.
Harvard becoming the first university to openly defy the Trump administration as it demands sweeping changes to limit activism on campus. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, NVIDIA announces plans to build AI supercomputers in Texas and invest up to $500 billion in AI production within the United States. This marks the first time that NVIDIA will be producing its cutting-edge AI technology entirely within the U.S. According to Barron's, NVIDIA has commissioned over 1 million square feet of manufacturing space in Arizona and Texas. This is SRN News. Make that 71 pro-life sanctuary cities.
Councilmen in Mullen, Texas have voted to apply that designation to their town, meaning it will bar the performance of any abortion within city limits and will not promote the practice elsewhere. Numerous small cities and towns across the country have been joining the sanctuary movement, which was sparked by liberal cities declaring themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants in recent years. Many of the unborn sanctuary cities are in Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on state abortion bans that a lower court judge struck down as unconstitutional. But even if the state high court agrees with those rulings, abortion in Wyoming may remain largely unresolved. There are two new state laws in place that the court is not considering. One requires Wyoming's only abortion clinic to be licensed like all other surgical centers. This is SRN News. The jury deliberated less than an hour before finding a 34-year-old illegal immigrant guilty in the brutal murder of a Maryland mother of five.
Rachel Morin was attacked while exercising on a popular hiking trail northeast of Baltimore. The case hinged on DNA evidence connecting Victor Martinez Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, to the crime. President Trump's reaction on Truth Social, quote, life was taken at the hands of a monster who should have never been here in the first place, unquote. He blames Biden open border policies.
George Williams reporting. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent Tuesday being grilled by the Federal Trade Commission. He took the stand to testify in Meta's antitrust trial, where the company is accused of buying Instagram and WhatsApp in an effort to protect what some describe as a monopoly in the social networking industry. Federal officials attempted to show Meta made the acquisitions with the express goal of eliminating the competition. More details at srnnews.com.